Hi, this is Jonathan Ariola with TDTF Pod. And now from some quotes from Robert G. Ingersoll. What light is to the eyes, what air is to the lungs, what love is to the heart, liberty is to the soul of man.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful week. I know I did.
I had a busy week. And I'm back again.
And Amy's back again. Tom is still off doing Tom things, which is cool.
Yes, indeed.
But we've made some changes to the show again.
Yeah, we got to kind of level that out.
I think we got the final touch, so, the final thing here.
So you think?
I think so. So yeah. Obviously, we've got a new banner and logo picture.
Oh, I was like, where are you going with this?
I had fun making that. That was really cool.
Yes.
And then Amy is coming back full time.
Yes, he convinced me once again. Figured, why not give it another go around?
All right. I'm actually happy for it.
I know you are.
Yeah. Not that I didn't enjoy having Tom on the show. It was great fun.
And I enjoyed the vacation.
Yes, you did. So it worked out for everyone. And Tom will still do Yak from the Past roughly every other week when he comes back after the first of the year.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool.
Excellent.
Yeah. Other change, we are officially off of Podbean now. So if you did catch us on Podbean, you're probably not listening to us anymore.
And there's other places to go, I take
it? Yeah, just go to secularyakking.com. Everything's there.
Okie dokie.
So I reset all the website and did all that fun stuff over the past couple weeks. Make sure everything was running. And it seems to be running pretty good. So I was comfortable turning off Podbean.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Excellent.
Well, we have had a busy week. I got a ton of Twitter followers.
Oh, do you now?
Yes. Thanks to a little hashtag called Podern Family.
Ah.
Did I ever tell you about Podern Family?
I don't believe so.
So Podern Family is a hashtag that podcasters use in order to cross-promote.
Uh-huh.
So we get a lot of visibility from people who wouldn't have normally seen us.
Oh, okay.
And we do the same thing for their shows. So it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Alrighty.
Anyway, I'll see if I can get into this.
And this is when you start butchering names.
Let's start with the first one.
Okay.
It's Micah Majetti? Metji? I think so. I'm not sure. You want to try it?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Sorry about that. I know I killed that one.
The butchering is all on you.
Okay.
Okay.
Lucas Lynch. I got that one.
Mm-hmm.
Juliet Miranda. Yurotzar. Yurotzar? Yurotzar.
Sure.
GGFI. Every time I see that, I want to say GFCI. It's part of what I do. Critical thinking. More Gooder Than, which I told you you would like. It's about movies from the time period we grew up in.
Uh-huh.
That's a good podcast.
Uh-huh.
Large Marge sent us, also another movie podcast.
Okay.
Clifford Cole, The Boxers, At Keeper Gina, By Any Means. That's the Bi Skeptical podcast with Trav and I believe it's Ari.
Uh-huh.
David Bowles, The Thinker, TM. That's trademark. Big Sigh, Matt Schilling, Subverting Trump, The Savages, Jaquetta McCann, yes?
Maybe.
Weird Science DC, PR Lindsay W, Is There, There, There.
And I will apologize for you for butchering any of their names.
Well, they already know I'm going to butcher their names. They should be ready for it.
Well, you gave it a shot.
I do. That's what I do. All right. On with the show.
Please.
Okay. Our first story. And, you know, it's that time of year again.
Of course it is.
The air is getting cold, the snow is on the mountains, and my normal drive home will soon be flooded, and I will take 3 hours to get home.
Yeah.
That's
right.
But
I like this time of the year as far as the weather goes. I like winter.
Yeah, well.
The rest of the crap that comes with it, not so much.
Well. And it's the time for the annual American Atheist Holiday billboards.
Mm.
The first billboard they put up this year shows the text messages between two young women. One tells the other about her plans to skip church this holiday season and that her parents will, quote, get over it.
Uh-huh.
It also has mom looking very surprised in the background, and she reads the exchange over her daughter's shoulder.
Okay.
So, I thought it was kind of cool.
I can already tell where this is going, but yeah.
So basically, it's telling millennials they don't have to go to church with their family this season.
Right.
You know, if you don't believe, don't go.
Right.
Well, this billboard has a very interesting story that goes along with it.
Okay.
Turns out, the photo was actually of two Christians.
Okay.
Candy Burns, who is the mom in the photo, had no idea the atheist would end up using her stock photo image, which she made 4 years ago, and revealed that she and her daughter are both Christians.
Okay, so is she not happy?
Well, she can't do anything about it because no. The thing about stock images is you sell it to the company.
Right.
And then
use it.
There's a waiver and that says anybody can buy it and use it.
Right, right.
They got paid for their pictures. So she said, for them to take a Christian mother and daughter, put them on a billboard, I think that's low. Why don't they use their own people?
Really?
So I thought it was very interesting. And there's a lot of people who's like, oh, that's kind of weird. Why would you put two Christians on there? And American Atheist is like, we just bought a cool image.
Just
we thought
people.
It was,
yeah. Right?
It was perfect. And I said, earlier today when I saw this, I said, that's actually the entire message of this or these two people.
Uh-huh.
Them coming out as Christian even makes an even bigger message, right?
Yeah.
Because we didn't hear from the daughter.
Not at all.
Right? Yeah. And the whole idea is this, that millennials are less religious.
Right. That's right? What I was thinking.
And it makes sense because she only said we're Christians.
Right.
Right? So you got a Christian mom who's now surprised that her assumed Christian daughter
right.
may not be going to church on Sunday. So I think it's an appropriate image, especially in this new context. I think it makes even more sense.
Right, because there are so many teenagers who are raised by Christian parents who would opt to not go if they were able to do so, you know?
Exactly. And that's what this billboard is supposed to be talking about.
But yeah, once you sell and sign these waivers, it's out of your hands.
No, she understands that. She just wished they hadn't used her image because now she's going to be associated with American Atheist forever. Oh, well.
But yeah, so she's not like that upset.
No,
she just wishes it was
different. She just wishes it were atheist on there. But they needed Christians.
People are just people.
I know.
And like you said, didn't they just pick out the picture for the picture, not for who, you know, if, you know, what belief they were?
Yeah, no one cares.
No, it's just, actually a very interesting photo.
Yeah.
Her eyes couldn't get any bigger.
Anyway, there's another billboard that goes along with this campaign.
Okay.
The second billboard is a parody of President-elect Donald Trump's campaign slogan. I should say fascist-elect because that's my normal saying now.
Right.
The message calls on atheists to make Christmas great again by skipping church.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, bet that went over well.
Oh, yes. Ken Ham.
Ham.
Ken Ham. Of Answers in Genesis was certainly a bit miffed about this one. Went on a bit of a Twitter rant about it.
Okay.
With some real zingers like... American atheists reject Christ, spend time and money talking a lot about him at Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Yeah.
American atheists should say live a helpless, meaningless, purposeless life, become an American atheist. Yeah. Yeah. This coming from the guy who spent $100 million on a boat.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. What's another one? American atheists have no positive message except they positively promote their anti-God religion.
Is this still Ham?
This is still all Ken Ham. He went on this rant this morning. I was like, whoa, I got to talk about that.
This was this morning.
What else did he say? Oh, American atheists have blind faith religion and believe laws of nature and life arose by natural processes and they attack Christians.
That's funny.
Yeah. Now, the best part is... he also used an image in the billboard of every one of his tweets. So that billboard got exposed to all 42,000 of his followers.
Oh, well, so, that was good.
And that is actually the point of the billboards.
I was going to say, free publicity.
Thank you, Ken Ham, for the free publicity. Thank you. The billboards will be up all month in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
In Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lynchburg, Virginia. Augusta, Georgia. Shreveport, Louisiana, and Georgetown, South Carolina.
Well, those are some fun places.
Yeah. With that, well, Georgetown isn't too far from where the next American Atheist Conference is. I think that's in Charleston?
Don't look at me, babe.
I think it's in Charleston next year.
Has God We Trust invaded your town? Are you tired of government officials who want to plaster "In God We Trust" on taxpayer-owned property? Are you afraid because your local sheriff placed an "In God We Trust" decal on the patrol cars? We are here to help. The Original Motto Project is for those who feel the separation of church and state is an important issue and should be honored regardless of your belief or lack thereof. Theists, non-theists, and all free thinkers are welcome. We need your support to show politicians that diversity exists within our nation, and their promotion of a monotheistic religion and push for theocracy will not be tolerated. Stand up and be heard. Join us at originalmotto.us.
Would you believe Fox News has a misleading Christmas headline?
No, they couldn't possibly.
Last week, Fox News ran the following headline. School district banned Santa Claus, religious imagery, and...
Come on, babe.
Try that again.
You can do it.
School district banned Santa Claus, religious imagery...
That's two for two. Shall we go for three?
School district banned Santa Claus, religious imagery before Christmas. That was a story about a memo to teachers regarding holiday displays on classroom doors.
Now, what'd you say?
They sent out... Fox News said that the school district had banned Santa Claus.
Right.
From being displayed. Well, that's not entirely true.
Well, you know, they never lie.
No, here's the actual memo.
Okay.
You may still decorate your door or office if you like, but we ask that you be respectful and sensitive to the diverse perspectives and beliefs of our community and refrain from using religious-themed decorations or images like Santa Claus. I don't see anywhere in there it says you can't.
Uh-uh.
They're saying be respectful of other people.
Right.
Which for Fox News is basically a ban.
Oh, yeah. Because they read in it what they want to read.
Yeah. And the first line from this silly Fox article is, the decision, which was revealed on Tuesday, bans decorations with images such as Santa Claus. I don't see it in there.
Well, like I said, they see what they want to see. It's kind of par for the course. And everything they do, they see and they pick out what they want.
Well, this is the part of their annual persecution of Christmas.
Yes.
By evil, horrible atheist.
Uh-huh, because we're all out to get them.
We go through this every...
Because we have nothing better to do than to hunt them down.
Just like on the last story, all those billboards are anti-Christian.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're saying.
Yep.
They even interviewed Nick Fish this morning about those, and they were like, why you gotta be so anti-Christian? And he was like, no, it's pro-atheist.
It's so funny how everything is so anti-Christian. Woe is me, we're, you know, they're the minority, and, you know, we should all help them out.
Yeah. Leave it up to Fox to make a fake news headline. At least the story's real.
Yeah. So, well, that's
with a plus. Everything going on in the news today, you kind of don't know where to go anymore.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Anyways.
Have y'all ever wonder what it's like to be a redneck with empathy? Have you never heard of a Southerner who isn't a blathering bigot? Well, have I got the show for you. It's the Podunk Polymath Podcast, hosted by myself, Chris, and it's the sentiments of a secular, sarcastic, screwed-up Southern SJW and skeptic. You can find me and the show on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, or your favorite podcatcher. Y'all stop on by and take it easy now, okay?
Alrighty.
Yes, dear.
So, Obama had something cool to say this week.
Did he?
Yes, he did. I'm just going to play it.
All right.
The holidays also offer us a time for reflection and perspective, a message that says we have to be our brother's keepers, our sister's keepers, that we have to reach out to each other, to forgive each other, to let the light of our good deeds shine for all, to care for the sick and the hungry and the downtrodden, and of course, to love one another, even our enemies, and treat one another the way we would want to be treated ourselves. It's a message that grounds not just my family's Christian faith, but that of Jewish Americans, Muslim Americans, non-believers, Americans of all backgrounds. It's a message of unity and a message of decency and a message of hope that never goes out of style. And it's one that we all need very much today.
Okay, so a couple cool points in there.
I could pick out a few, but
okay,
sure.
Okay, what do you got?
Well, just the fact of, you know, everyone getting along and you know, just kind of having respect for one another. There's an idea.
Yeah. He did mention non-believers again.
Yes, I caught that as well.
Which makes this kind of a big deal for us. Obama's regularly mentioned non-believers.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
In lots of speeches. I mean, his first inauguration speech included non-believers.
Oh, it did.
So did his second one.
That's true. That's right.
Yeah, he's been a regular to do that. It's pretty cool.
But, yeah, all-inclusive.
Yeah, going on that idea of unity actually speaks to me even more because of my project for E Pluribus Unum.
Right.
Right. So it was more pushing what we call the original motto.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because that's kind of what it was saying to me. Is, you know, we're supposed to come together as a culture.
Not separate.
Right.
You're only as strong as your weakest link, or you can't break a bundle of branches, but you can break just one.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Thank you.
All right, to something not so nice.
Okay.
I call it a not-so-white supremacist Christmas.
Okay.
For the first time ever, the Mall of America in Minnesota has a black Santa Claus.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, this has made a lot of people happy and a lot of people mad. So I'll start with some of the happy responses.
Okay, I was waiting. You're going to go happy or bad? Which one?
So these are just quotes from the comment gallery.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy the Mall of America has hired a black Santa. Everyone deserves to be represented.
Uh-huh.
While we finally acknowledge that a beloved fictional character doesn't necessarily have to be white.
These are also the happy ones.
Yes.
I'm curious to hear the pissed off ones.
I've got one more happy one.
Okay.
This is the best looking Santa I've seen in years. I don't care what color he is, if he dresses and looks and sounds like Santa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, he was very convincing. He was had the full white beard. And, you know, in a picture, you can't really, it doesn't matter, right?
Right.
And kids generally don't care.
Uh-huh.
So, but we did get a few mad comments on that one.
Oh, I don't doubt.
Here's some good ones. Oh, great. Trying to be all politically correct. Maybe we offer free pictures to looters. LOL.
People are so sweet.
Okay. This one's good.
Okay.
Some of these get a little racist.
I'm sure it does.
Besides Santa not existing, the fictitious character was taken from St. Nicholas, not St. Leroy.
Wow.
Yeah. Really? And the pandering to America continues to go more and more ridiculous that even Santa isn't safe anymore.
There's that whining thing again.
Yeah. And a black Santa? What's next? An albino Negro? My.
Jeez.
Well, just for your information, albino Negroes do exist.
I don't understand people's hatred about this. I mean, is it just white?
It's because they're messing with a traditional thing. You and I talk about this all the time. This
traditional crap.
This traditional ridiculousness that just drives me insane.
Yeah, there was a lot of crap that used to be traditional in our past that was pretty damn nasty. It doesn't make it right. And same still keeps going.
So, and this was my favorite of all the ones that I saw when I was writing this.
Okay.
It's fine that a black American wants to be Mall Santa. I'm sure there are parents that want this for some reason. But this to me is just one more example of reverse racism. If a big cert company decided to make Aunt Jemima into a white lady on their cert bottles, the leftists would go crazy.
Wow.
Santa Claus is what he is. He is a Northern European fictional character. Why can't there be a Kwanzaa Claus? Kwanzaa Claus. I would let my kids sit on Kwanzaa Claus's lap.
Okay. The sitting on laps period for me is just creepy. Anyways.
Let me finish.
Fine.
Stop the trend of liberal reverse racism and Merry Christmas.
Wow. People got issues with the fictitious Santa Claus.
It's insane. Wait till they see what their Jesus actually looks like. You know, he was not, you know, blonde haired, Bee Gees looking guy.
Yeah, I was going to say the big Bee Gees guy.
He was a Jewish Middle Easterner.
I just, the crap that they pick out to whine about and to bitch about, and it again comes back to that damn, well, it's always been this way, so, you know, how dare you touch it and change it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And then get all nasty about it.
Yeah.
Not to mention.
Well, here's the thing. There's been black Santas for decades. This isn't the new thing.
But this is just kind of a stupid conversation. It's a stupid argument. We're talking about Santa.
We're talking about a fictitious character that actually no one knows what he actually looks like.
Well, not just that. These people, adults, are getting all just fired up about it. And it's a freaking Santa. I mean, it's like they're arguing over, you know, I don't know, the freaking Grinch. Why isn't he purple? Damn it.
Yeah, why isn't he purple?
I mean, he should have been purple.
Why is he green?
It's because I'm green, isn't it?
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, oh my God, people. Can we like focus on something a little more, I don't know, important?
Sure.
But everything brings out the nasty. I think that's actually the main point.
Yeah, it does.
They find the nasty in anything they can possibly find.
Yep.
And it's sad.
It is.
You're not talking to somebody else around here, are you? You know, this is me. You remember me? George Bailey.
That's right. It's Christmas time. I decided to pull out the Bailey Award.
I love Bailey Awards.
Yeah, this one's kind of cool. It's far better than our last story.
Okay.
So our Bailey Award this week goes to someone most of you have never heard of, and that is Justin Normand.
Okay.
He was photographed last week holding a sign on the side of the road outside the Islamic Center of Irving near Dallas, reading, "You belong, stay strong, be blessed, we are one America."
Oh, that's nice.
A passerby snapped a photo of the man dressed in a cowboy hat and checkered shirt and shared it on Twitter Saturday, where it quickly went viral.
Hmm.
He said the gesture was about binding up the wounded.
Oh.
So, I've got some quotes from him.
Okay.
"It wasn't about demonstrating my outrage to right-wing drivers down the Esther's Road in front of the mosque. I can never and will never change any of the haters. It's not about them. Not this time and not here. This was about binding up the wounded. About showing compassion and empathy for the hurting and fearful among us. Or, in some Christian traditions, this was about washing my brother's feet."
Okay.
"This was about religion. This was about my religion, not theirs. And it was about what I think I must do as an American when our way of life is threatened. Targeting people for their religion not only threatens our way of life, it is the polar opposite of our way of life."
I like that.
Yeah. He was... So, this is the mosque that was picketed last year with armed protesters after the Charlie Hebdo.
Right, yeah.
So, this is the exact same mosque. So, that's why part of why he's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
He also said this, which I really liked. "It is also in this vein that the words on the Statue of Liberty embrace, with eagerness and mercy, all who come to join us. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, your yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, templess, lost to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. These words bespeak the America we all remember, know, and love, and are still called upon, especially now. Lastly, it worked. I feel better for the impact I had on my neighbors. They genuinely needed this encouragement. They need us. They need all of us. They need you. We are one America."
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, this was really cool.
And I also like that it went viral.
Yeah, so with all the negativity that's going out there, right?
Right.
All the anti-Muslim... Thanks to fascist elect Trump. This was really, really needed.
Yeah, it is, because there's been so much, well, besides the racism, but just people in this country in general have been separating so much because of this whole craziness that's been going on.
Well, there's been a lot of attacks on Muslims lately.
Yeah, there's been actually, since he's been elected, there's been a lot of attacks on Muslims. There's been, you know, women getting groped standing in lines. I mean, it's just pretty much all the nasty is coming out because they're basically, you know, every awful thing that they've thought in their head, they can now say, hey, I'm not the only one. There's other people just like me. Now I can go ahead and do it because it's accepted and it's okay.
Yeah, and we see that a lot, especially the people who generally would sit in the comment section like in the previous story are now coming out.
Right.
They feel emboldened.
Right.
They feel like they can just come out and be the internet troll they really want to be.
Right.
And no one's going to question them, because all they're going to do is say, hey, our president doesn't.
Right. And that's pretty much what's going on, because, you know, all those thoughts they had in their head that they knew, you know, hey, you know, that's not right. You know, it's not accepted.
Yeah. There's
keep it in my head.
Yeah. There's a difference between not right and not accepted. Right.
Uh-huh.
So not accepted means they could get punished for it, but they think it's right.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Now they think it's...
Well, and they...
Not only right, but accepted.
Well, that's just the thing. They think, hey, I'm not the only one who thinks like this. Look at every... There's a lot of other people who think like this, so now I'm free to do what I want and act out on it, which is why you're getting all this aggression and craziness going on now. And it's kind of crazy, actually.
Yeah, it's getting dangerous out there for some people. It really is.
It really is. And I'd like to see when this... you know, craziness is going to kind of reel back in a bit because it's kind of like a free-for-all right now.
Well, I don't see any end to it anytime soon. They're still talking Muslim registry.
That's just ridiculous.
Hasty is still packing his cabinet with theocrats and corporatists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. We really needed this from Justin. It was made everyone feel good, at least for a little while.
Yeah.
And then it was back to normal.
Yeah, maybe, you know, there'll be more out there who, you know, get out and do this.
Yeah.
Because it's needed.
Well, that's all the yakking I got tonight.
I am good as well.
And a big thanks to Jonathan Areola of the TDTF podcast for this week's Ingersoll quote. You can submit your own Ingersoll quote. Just send it to podcast@secularyakking.com. I suppose I should give out some other contact info. Check out our Facebook and Twitter page, which are both Secular Yakking. Nice and easy.
Both that?
Both. Well, Facebook/Secular Yakking and @Secular Yakking, yes.
Well, I'm sure everybody knows that but me.
Everybody but you. On there, there's a lot of news and info that we just don't get time to cover here.
Oh, uh-huh.
There's a lot. It depends on what sort of day I'm having.
Yeah.
On how much information I'm sharing.
Yeah.
But there's a ton on there. If you like us, be sure to leave us a... review on iTunes, because I like iTunes reviews.
Yes.
Yeah, they help bump us up on the suggested shows and get us more exposure to people who can hear us. Which, by the way, we made number 26 this week.
Did we now?
On spirituality, religion, spirituality, other.
Oh, okay.
Of the top 200, so it's pretty good.
Well, that's pretty sweet.
I was happy to hit 26.
Yeah.
And if you like our show so much that you think we should get paid, drop by the Patreon page and help support the show along with other projects like Ingersoll Revisited.
Mm.
Which is one of my little pet projects, too.
Oh, yeah.
Bring back Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I'll have another episode of that out this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!